please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Monday. I hope you survived Super Bowl Sunday. I hope you survived NAI basketball weekend. We're going to talk zero about Super Bowl Sunday, and we're going to talk a lot about NAI basketball weekend because there's tons of races that are getting really, really tight in the conferences. Everybody's trying to jockey for position for the playoffs, try to get some home games. So why don't we just kick it off and go through the games and where everybody's at in the conferences across the country. We're going to start in the Crossroads League, and we're going to start with Grace College. They beat Goshen 97-61. Cade Gibbs, 16.6 rebounds. Ian Scott, double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Grace is 24-0. It looks like they have a clear road, but you got to play the games. They have to go up to Huntington on Wednesday. That's a very important game for Huntington and for Grace. Huntington has a lot at stake, so we'll have to see what happens in that game. Indiana Wesleyan, they win again. They went up to St. Francis, and man, the Cougars gave them everything they could handle. But Indiana Wesleyan came out victorious, 82-77. Javon Buchanan, 16-point, 11 rebound, double-double. DJ Moore, 14.6 rebounds. The Wildcats, they're 21-3, and they're going to play Taylor on Wednesday. Bethel, they get a W they really needed. They went to Mount Vernon Nazarene, not an easy place to go and win, but they beat them 80-67. Drew Lutz, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Alonis Pekulis, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Bethel, they go to 18-6, and they have a huge contest hosting Marion on Wednesday. Taking a quick look at the rest of the games. The only other game that we didn't talk about is Spring Arbor beat Taylor. So looking at the standings, Grace, they're up two games on Indiana Wesleyan. This is what I wanted to talk about. Bethel and Huntington are tied at 9-5. Marion's one game back at 8-6. So Grace is going to play Huntington, and Bethel is going to play Marion. It's a real opportunity for these three teams. So if Bethel could knock off Marion, if Grace beats Huntington, that gives Bethel a chance to solidify third. If Marion could knock him off, and then if Huntington loses, gives Marion a chance to jump up. So those two games have huge implications. Bethel playing Marion and Grace and Huntington in the Crossroads on Wednesday. In the Sooner Conference, Langston is really hitting their stride. Poor Southwestern Christian, 123-65. Anthony Roy, 27 points, 4 rebounds. Ronald Mitchell, 30 points, 3 rebounds. They go to 22-1, and they are going to host Wayland Baptist on what is Thursday. Taking a look at the other games in the conference, Science and Arts fell to Wayland Baptist. Costly loss for Science and Arts. Oklahoma City beat UNT Dallas. Oklahoma City's playing better the last few games. They're on a little bit of a roll. Sagu beat John Brown. Texas Wesleyan beat Panhandle. And, of course, we talked about the Langston win. Langston's going to win the conference. But Wayland Baptist, Sagu, 13-5, and Mid-America Christian is a half game back from them. And then Science and Arts is another half game back. And then John Brown is one game back from Science and Arts. So this second through, what is this, fifth or sixth, it's going to be really tight. There's not very many games left. So, it's going to get crazy here in the last few games. In the Cascade Conference, College of Idaho, they're another team that's really on a roll. They pounded Warner Pacific 116-69. Dougie Peoples, freshman, he's a great ball player. 27 points on Friday. Drew Wyman, the sharpshooter from Great Falls, 20.6 rebounds. And then on Saturday night, they beat Multnomah, a very talented team. Remember, they went down and beat Arizona Christian at Arizona Christian. They also beat OUAZ down in Arizona. But College Idaho knocked them off 113-82. Again, Dougie Peoples comes in with 19 points. And then Drew Wyman playing great ball for the Yotes. 19 points, 11 rebounds. College of Idaho, they're 20-2, and they're going to take on Evergreen and Northwest up in the Seattle area this coming weekend. Those are games they are heavily, heavily favored in. Oregon Tech, they won two this weekend as well. They beat Evergreen 94-67 on Friday. Point guard Jameson Guerra, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 10 assists. Cam Osborne, 17 points, 6 rebounds. On Saturday, Oregon Tech beat Northwest 93-82. Keegan Shivers, 21 points, 6 rebounds. Cam Osborne, 20 points, 3 rebounds. The Owls are 20-4, and they take on Corbin and Bushnell this weekend. That's a tough trip. That's on the road. So let's look at the games in the stands and talk about what's coming up. So Bushnell, great weekend for them. They swept. They beat LC State over the weekend on Friday, and LC State split the weekend, losing to Bushnell and beating Corbin. Corbin split the weekend, losing to Walla Walla, winning to against Walla Walla, losing to LC State. Eastern Oregon swept the weekend, beating Multnomah and Warner Pacific, and Southern Oregon also swept the weekend, beating Northwest and Evergreen. Let's go over to the standings. College of Idaho is two games up. Oregon Tech and LC State are tied for second. Going into next weekend, Oregon Tech has to go into the Valley. It's a very tough trip. LC State, they're hosting Multnomah and Warner Pacific. Two games they're heavily favored, especially at home. That's going to be a tough road trip for Oregon Tech. And LC State has games they should win. Of course, we got to play the games and see what's going to happen. In the KCAC, Oklahoma Wesleyan, they beat Tabor on Saturday, 94-65. DJ Talton Jr., he had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Nick Bean, 14 points, 7 rebounds. Oklahoma Wesleyan is 23-1. They're going to play York on Wednesday. Southwestern, boy, they win again, 97-89. Kevin Clark, 29 points. Justin DeMaria, 20 points, 3 rebounds. And on Wednesday, they host Friends. Going to the standings. So across the KCAC on Saturday, Evangel won. St. Mary beat Friends. York topped Sterling. Southwestern, we talked about. And McPherson nipped Bethany. So Oklahoma Wesleyan is only a game up on Southwestern. Kansas Wesleyan is another game back. I don't know what's going to happen here. There's only a couple games left, but somebody needs somebody to beat Oklahoma Wesleyan if any of this is going to change. And then these two are really battling for second. And those seedings are very important for postseason play. In the Mid-South, Freed Hardman, they fell to Cumberland's. They go to 20-4. They're going to play Cumberland on Thursday. In that loss, Cumberland's Anthony Johnson scored 21 points, 3 rebounds. Jonathan Brown, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Cumberland's goes to 21-2, and they're going to play Lindsey Wilson on Thursday. Georgetown, they beat Bethel 78-57. Cam Brooks-Harris, 12 points, 4 rebounds. And Jabrion Spikes, 14 points, 2 rebounds. The Tigers, they're 18-6, and they're going to play Cumberland's next Saturday. That'll be a good game right there. Georgetown needs a win badly. The only other game is Campbellsville beat Lindsey Wilson beat Campbellsville. I apologize. So Cumberland's is a half game up on Freed Hardman, and Georgetown is two games back. So if Georgetown is going to make anything happen at all, they got to win that Cumberland's game. In the WAC, probably the best game on Saturday. Lourdes has just commanded the WAC all season. They went to Madonna. Madonna got a big first half, and they held on down the stretch. They They beat Lord 72-65. Brendan Young, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Isaac Anderson for Madonna, 15 points, 10 rebound, double-double. Lords goes to 19-3, and they got to regroup because they have to go to Lawrence Tech on Wednesday, and that is a very tough place. In the rest of the WAC, Cornerstone won. Rochester beat Indiana Tech. Indiana Tech's just having a hard time finding the middle, their compass point right now. Lawrence Tech won. Aquinas beat Dearborn, and Clary won. They beat Concordia. Good for Clary. So Madonna is one game up on Lords. Cornerstone, these two are really battling for 1 and 2. Cornerstone, Lawrence Tech, Indiana Tech, and maybe throw Rochester in there. They're really battling for, you know, third through whatever that is, sixth. So again, another one of those. We got to watch that really close down the stretch. In the Southern States, Tennessee Southern, they've really been rolling. They beat Point 94-62. Malik Tyson, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Adrian Hudson, 15 points, 8 assists. They're 23-2 now, and they're going to play William Carey Thursday. And Mobile, they won again as well. They beat Bruton Parker, 74-54. Trent Moy, 22.7 rebounds. Ezra McKenna, man, he's a very consistent scorer and rebounder, 15 points, 17 rebounds. They go to 20-5, and they're going to play Life on Thursday. Rest of the games, William Carey beat Middle Georgia. Life got the win over Loyola. Faulkner beat Dalton State. And Blue Mountain Christian beat Thomas. So Tennessee Southern is going to win the conference. Stillman, half game up on Mobile. And then William Carey is a couple games back along with Life. So we'll have to see what happens in that conference. He has the last few games come up. In the Frontier, Montana Tech seems to really be rolling. They beat Montana Northern 72-54. Hayden Deacons, 14.7 rebounds. Michael Ur, 12.6 rebounds. They're 20-4. They're going to play Carroll on Saturday the 17th. Huge game, and I'll show you in the standings. The other games in the Frontier, Carroll beat Montana Western. Providence beat up on Rocky Mountain. So Montana Tech is one game up on Carroll. As I said, they play on Saturday. And really, that's the race right there. That is the race. So that's a huge game. Tune in. In the Great Plains, Northwestern won. They beat Mount Marty 81-53. And they lost. Boy, now I'm starting to question myself. I think it was Mount Marty that upset them. Anyway, they won 81-53. Dylan Carlson, he had 18 points, 4 assists. Alex Van Kalsbeek, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Northwestern goes to 19-5, and they're going to play at Briarcliff. Never an easy task on Wednesday. Morningside, they fall again. They've lost a couple straight. They fall to Hastings. Reggie Thomas, he's a great, great player. 28 points, 11 rebounds. Johan Steve Yebga, he had 13 points. Morningside goes to 16-7, and they're going to host Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday. So in the GPAC, Briarcliff beat Doan on Saturday. Jamestown beat Midland. And on Sunday, I think it was a makeup snow game, Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan in the Corn Palace. Good win. Concordia is on a roll. So Concordia, Northwestern, and Hastings all tied for first. Morningside's one game back. Dort's one more game back. You think those last few games in that GPAC are going to be pretty exciting? I told you at the start of the year, that thing, it always gets tight, and it's always a war right down to the final game. In the Chicagoland, Roosevelt seems to be just grabbing that conference by the throat. They beat St. Francis 74-68. Julio Montez II, 20 points, 3 rebounds. David Swadura, he had 19 points. They go to 20-3, and they're going to play St. Ambrose on Wednesday. Other games in the Chicagoland. Really, pretty much what you would expect. Indiana South Bend won. Judson beat Holy Cross. This was a bit of a surprise. Calumet beat St. Xavier. Costly loss for St. Xavier. Olivet Nazarene won, and Indiana Northwest won. So Roosevelt, they're two games up. I just don't see any indication that somebody's going to overtake them. But Indiana South Bend, Indiana Northwest, they're within a game right there. Olivet Nazarene's right there with them. And then you can see that loss for St. Xavier took them out of that kind of that top four battle in the Chicagoland. And they're almost out of games. Over in the Red River, LSU Shreveport falls again. They go to 17-6. They lose to Texas College, 95-88. Jarvin Graham, 21 points. Najee Jones, 20-point, 10-rebound, double-double. And they're going to play A&M Texarkana on Tuesday, taking a look at the rest of the Red River. So Texas College, we already talked about that. That game didn't finalize. I don't know why it didn't finalize in Presto. Jarvis Christian beat A&M Texarkana. Our Lady of the Lake beat Southwest. Huston Tillotson, 79-62, beat Paul Quinn. And Alexandria just keeps winning. Nobody talks about them. They just keep winning. That's all they do is win. So LSU Alexandria is still a game up. They're a game up on Texas College. And there's two games up on over two games up on Xavier and LSU Shreveport. I think Alexandria is going to win that conference unless something funky happens. In the GSAC, Arizona Christian, they beat Life Pacific 82-47. Life Pacific is really the only team in the GSAC that's struggling. Dennis Flowers, 19 points, 5 assists. And then Anthony Howell, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Arizona Christian goes to 18-7. And on Saturday next, they're going to play OUAZ. That's always a good game. Always a good game. The Masters. On Saturday, the Masters beat OUAZ. Jessup nips Vanguard. Huge win for Jessup. And Hope International beats Menlo. So the Masters now, this is a huge lead, a one-game lead. This is a huge lead in the GSAC. Because, look, Arizona Christian, Hope International, OUAZ and Jessup all tied within one game of the Masters, and then back a couple is Menlo and Vanguard. In the Sun Conference, Florida Memorial, they beat Coastal Georgia 67-61. Felix Udalier, he had 21 points, 9 rebounds. Latavius Mitchell, 13 points, 14 rebounds. That's a serious double-double right there. They go to 19-5, and they're going to play Ave Maria on Wednesday. That's going to be a big, big game. Ave Maria, they fell to Kaiser. They're good. They've just struggled a little bit and lost some games they shouldn't have. But Ave Maria, they fall to Kaiser. Calvin Sermons, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists for Kaiser. Vincent Miskiewicz, 13 points, 18 rebounds. So Ave Maria, they go to 18-6, and they're going to play Florida Memorial on Wednesday. So they got to regroup, and they got to regroup fast. So the rest of the games in the Sun Conference, Southeastern beats Weber. St. Thomas wins. They're another team. They kind of fell off a little bit. People forgot about them, and now they're on a roll. And we talked about Kaiser beating Ave Maria. So Ave Maria and St. Thomas now are tied at 7-3. Then Florida Memorial and Kaiser are game back. And boy, it's coming down to crunch time in every one of these. Number 21, Florida College. They beat Trinity College 98-62. Jashavius Purdue, 13 points, 11 rebounds. And Brian Bione, 15 points, 3 rebounds. They go to 22-4. They've only got a couple games left. They'll play New College of Florida on Thursday. Over in the River States, Point Park, they beat Shawnee State. Big, big win for Point Park, 72-64. Joe Valerie, 24 points, 13 rebounds. Nathaniel Van, 12 points, 12 rebounds. Point Park, they're 23-2, and they're going to play Alice Lloyd next Saturday. So in the River States, who else played that? So St. Mary's of the Woods, let's talk about them in a second. They beat IU Kokomo Ohio Christian beat Rio Grande. West Virginia Tech won. Brescia and Indiana Southeast. No surprises there. So St. Mary of the Woods is 13-1. Point Park's 12-2. Shawnee State's 11-3. But St. Mary's of the Woods is a team that you talk about. They're going to win the River States unless something happens here, because they keep coming at them and nobody beats them. They're 13-1. It's really an unsung team. They've really done a great job there. And, we're going to have to see what happens down the stretch. But they really deserve a lot more credit than they're getting, and I'm trying to give it to them. Who knows? Point Park could overtake them, but they haven't been able to up to this point. In the heart, Mid-American Nazarene, they win again. They beat Mount Mercy 116-83. Ed Wright, 20 points, 4 rebounds. Brooks Langer, 23 points, 3 rebounds. They go to 20-4. Huge game against Baker right here on Wednesday. You'll see in the standings here. So in the other games in the heart, Park won in overtime. The only other game, Graceland beat Central Methodist, so this was a tough loss for Central Methodist. And then Baker won. So if you look at the top of the standings here, Mid-American Nazarene has, that's a game and a half over Baker, and they play this week. That Central Methodist loss to Graceland really kind of bumped them down out of that first group. But these are all going to be the top four. They're just jockeying for position. And Mid-American Nazarene is just standing there at the top of the hill with a big stick trying to beat them down. But Baker's going to go after him this week. So in the American Midwest Conference, Columbia beat UHSP. Central Baptist won again. And Williams Baptist won. So Central Baptist continues to be undefeated in two game and a half up in that conference. In the North Star, the big winners over the weekend, Viterbo 1-2 and Mayville State 1-2 over the weekend. They play Friday and Saturday. Mayville State now is one game up on Bellevue and then two games up on Dakota State and Dickinson State and Viterbo. They're playing for tournament seeding. And they play the tournament, and I believe they only get one seed, and that's the tournament champion. So this conference championship is really important for that, to get that number one seed. In the Appalachian Conference, there's really no big surprises. Union won, Johnson won, CIU, Columbia International won, and so did Pikeville. So Union maintains that one half game lead over Pikeville. And CIU and Johnson are behind them. But it's really a race between Union and Pikeville. It looks like CIU is going to sew up third as well. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But it looks like that's going to finalize. But we don't know who's going to win it yet. Those Pikeville and Union have really been going at it all year. In the Cal Pack, Embry-Riddle won. Antelope Valley, St. Catherine. Benedictine Mesa, little bit of an upset against Westcliff, not a major win. La Sierra beat Pacific Union. Antelope Valley's going to win the Cal Pack. UC Merced has a game up on Westcliff. That's why that loss to Benedictine Mason really kind of hurt Westcliff. But again, they're battling for playoff position in their postseason tournament. I know that's a quick rundown through all the conferences. I really appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll try to break down these conferences and what's going to happen in the tournament. I hope you recover from Super Bowl Sunday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.